All right, Denise, moving on to resolution 2026-2083, acknowledging compliance with the truth and taxation notice and disclosure requirements related to the fiscal year 2026-2027 budget.
So I'm going to read the entire resolution.
Okay,
it's,
go for it.
It's the most of these ones is that we're establishing when our truth and taxation is going to be. So I'm going to read just the entire resolution, and there's two of them. So I'll start with that. Okay. So resolution 2026-023, a resolution acknowledging compliance with truth and taxation notice and disclosure requirements related to the fiscal year 2026-2027 tentative budget. Whereas Utah Code 59-2-919 and 59-2-924 require notice, disclosure, and present actions when a tentative budget includes a proposed property tax increase. And whereas a separate item was included on the agenda for the public meeting of the City Council held on May 5th, 2026, notifying the public that the budget officer intended to state to the City Council that the tentative budget for fiscal year 2026-2027 includes a proposed property tax increase. And whereas at the public meeting held on May 5th, 2026, the budget officer made a statement to the City Council that the tentative budget for fiscal year 2026-2027 includes a proposed property tax increase. Whereas at the same public meeting and as a separate agenda item, the budget officer presented to the City Council a property tax impact schedule prepared and presented separately from other budget documents as defined in Utah Code 59-2-924, and the City Council duly considered and adopted the property tax impact schedule. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of Pleasant Grove City, State of Utah, as follows. Section 1. The City Council hereby acknowledges that the required notice and disclosure actions related to the proposed property tax rate increase included in the fiscal year 2026-2027 tentative budget have been carried out in accordance with Utah Code 59-2-919 and 59-2-924. Section 2, the City Council hereby directs that the property tax impact schedule shall be made available for public inspection in the office of the City Recorder and on the official website, and be included as a separate item on the agenda at each public meeting or public hearing held prior to June 30th, 2026, at which the City Council discusses the proposed general fund budget for fiscal year 26 and 27. Section 3.
You're almost there.
The City Council hereby directs the budget officer or designee to transmit the required notice to the Utah State Tax Commission and the Utah County Auditor. There was a typo there that I brought to Wendy's attention. On or before June 1st, 2026, indicating that the city is considering a property tax increase and that the City Council will hold a public hearing on the proposed property tax rate increase on August 11th, 2026 at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Pleasant Grove City Community Room in compliance with Code 59-2-919.
Thank you, and then, Director.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, with that said, do we have any questions for Director on that reading? I'll call the reading. Okay, if not, then I'll entertain a motion up here.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve resolution number 2026-2023 as has been presented by Director Roy.
Thank you. We have a motion by Councilmember Phillips. Have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Councilmember Rogers. This will be another roll call. Councilmember Williams?
No.
Thank you. Councilmember Lamont?
Yes.
Okay. Councilmember Phillips, are you just getting that note?
Yes.
Okay. And Councilmember Rogers?
Yes.
Thank you. So it passes 3-1. Thank you. Here we are again, Denise.
Is this shorter?
To consider resolution 2026-24, stating the city council's intent to consider a tax rate that exceeds the certified tax rate for the property tax and establishing a truth in taxation public hearing. Director Moore.
Okay, I'm just gonna read through this again. Resolution 2026-024, Pleasant Grove City, a resolution stating the city council's intent to consider a tax rate that exceeds the certified tax rate for the public safety property tax and establishing a truth in taxation public hearing. Whereas Utah Code 59-2-919 requires a specific notice and disclosure when a taxing entity intends to consider a tax rate that exceeds the certified tax rate. And whereas the City Council of Pleasant Grove City, State of Utah, is considering adopting a public safety property tax rate for fiscal year 2026-2027 that exceeds the certified tax rate. Whereas the public safety tax increase is estimated to generate approximately $683,088 in additional ad valorem tax revenue, which is our property tax revenue. Whereas the sole purpose of the additional revenue is to increase levels of service related to city's public safety. And whereas the proposed tax increase represents an approximate 15.9% increase in ad valorem tax revenue based on the proposed rate. So the 15.9 is just property tax increase, nothing to do with the levy.
Unfortunately.
The numbers are close. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of Pleasant Grove City, State of Utah as follows. Section 1. The City Council hereby states its intent to consider adopting a property tax rate for fiscal year 2026-2027 that exceeds the certified tax rate consistent with the requirements of Utah Code 59-2-919. Section 2, the City Council hereby establishes a public hearing on the proposed tax or property tax rate increase to be held on August 11, 2026 at 6 p.m. at Pleasant Grove City Community Room, at which members of the public will have an opportunity to provide comment regarding the proposed increase as required by Utah Code 59-2-919. Section 3, this resolution shall take effect immediately upon its adoption.
I took it to record you. It's okay. Is there any questions for the director on this? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Mayor, I will make a motion that we adopt resolution 2026-24 stated in the agenda and read by Director Boyd.
We have a motion by Councilmember Rogers. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Councilmember Phillips. This will be another roll call. Councilmember Lamont?
Yes.
Councilmember Phillips?
Yes.
Councilmember Rogers?
Yes.
And Councilmember Williams?
Yes.
Just thought I'd throw you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Director, thank you for your time.
She's not done.
All the documents. And so, Scott.
Can I make a recommendation that we, before we do department reports and council reports, to move into the
RDAs?
Yeah, the RDA and the uphill, if we can do both of those documents.
You do what?
We'd like to move into those meetings and do those budgets before we do council reports.
Oh, you want to come reconvene as the city council?
And then when those,
yeah, we can
then reconvene. We'll reconvene the city council.
So, council, I need a motion to adjourn from. So this will be. Let me read this here for you. We need a motion to adjourn from city council, and then adjourn as the redevelopment agency RDA. Convene as a redevelopment agency RDA. I'll entertain a motion.
Are those separate motions to adjourn and then a new motion?
No, it's the same motion.
Same motion. Yeah.
Okay. I'll make that motion that we adjourn.
Second.
And convene.
And convene.
And convene. So we have a motion by Councilmember Phillips, a second by Councilmember.
Sorry, can you state what we're convening as?
So the RDA. So it's basically a notice of meeting of Pleasant Grove City Redevelopment Agency, RDA.
So adjourning, we propose, move that we adjourn the city council meeting and convene as the redevelopment agency, RDA.
Thank you.
Okay, and then Councilmember Malone, second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are now convened.